Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Power of Poetry podcast. I'm Gideon, the anchor for this informative and educative podcast network. I'm here today to share with you an interesting poem I wrote, and it is titled The Beggar's Cry. Without wasting much time, I will read out the poem to your hearing, and then I will attempt to analyze it. Please stay tuned. The beggar's cry, like swimming in fresh water and crying out of thirst, we run to salty waters begging for fresh water to quench our unceasing thirst, just because we fail to utilize our potentials, like wearing golden hats and begging for alms from bald heads. They mock us and confiscate our hearts to cover their baldness. Such a pity. What will our sleeping fathers say after fighting with every last drop of their blood for our sake? They will probably lament because their visions lie in vanity. Our dwelling place is the solution to our problems, but we elope to pits for answers. Our fathers, if thou sight are before us, throw to us your mind's eye. The Beggar's Cry is a four-stanza poem. The poem also depicts a mood of disappointment. Also, the poem contains devices such as simile, a little bit of personification, and apostrophe. Ladies and gentlemen, I will now attempt to analyze the poem. Hello once again, people. Africa is the inspiration behind this poem I wrote. I am going to analyze the poem stanza after stanza. And as I already said, the poem is in four stanzas. So, I will commence at stanza 1 and conclude at stanza 4, respectively. Stanza 1. Like swimming in fresh water and crying out of thirst, we run to salty waters begging for fresh water to quench our unceasing thirst. In the first stanza, fresh water stands for the resources, the blessings, the natural resources and the minerals that God has blessed the land Africa with. But regardless of all these blessings, we still cry out of thirst. We still go outside, we bypass all these riches to beg for aid from foreign countries which lacks all these privileges. And this happens just because we fail to plan, we fail to realize our potential, what we can do as Africans. So therefore, we beg while crying. Stanza 2. Just because we fail to utilize our potentials, like wearing golden hats and begging for alms from bald heads, they mock us and confiscate our hearts to cover their baldness. Such a pity. In the second stanza, I compared my people, Africans, to a beggar who is wearing a hat made out of gold and begging for aid. Because in my point of view, we lack nothing as Africans to become self-reliant, to become independent truly. But rather we exchange our blessings for shame. We go to them and beg for aid, and they mock us and they confiscate, they unlawfully steal our riches to cover their poverty, and then exchange their poverty with our blessings, just because we fail to plan and utilize our real potential as Africans. This is such a pity. Stanza 3. What will our sleeping fathers say after fighting with every last drop of their blood for our sake? They will probably lament because their visions lies in vanity. In the third stanza, a call is made to our ancestors, our fallen leaders and nationalists. How will our visionary leaders who fought with every last drop of their blood, who fought with their lives, react if they should come back for general inspection? Now, I know for sure that they will cry, they will be sad and they will lament, because all that they planned, all that they did, are now equal to cost 90-0. Their visions for Africa are no more, and this is very sad, very, very sad and appalling as well. Stanza 4. Our dwelling place is the solution to our problems, but we a loop to pits for answers. Our fathers, if thou sight are before us, throw to us your mind's eye. In the fourth and the final stanza, I say, all we have is all we need as Africans. We are a blessed land. We need not to disgrace ourselves in front of them. We need a rebirth of mind. We need to change our mindset, the way we think. As Africans, we need to fight for true independence and true self-reliance. It is true, yes, that most of us have independence. But if we have independence, why then do we go to them for help? Why then do we run to them for aid? That is not true independence. As Africans, we need to stand together. We need to unite. Together we stand, divided we fall. We need to come together and fight for true independence. We need to be self-reliant and no need to go back to them for aid and for help. We need to honor the dreams, the visions of our fallen leaders and our fallen fathers. As Africans, we need to stand. This is the end of my analysis, and I will urge every African who hears this podcast presentation to change their way of thinking and begin to influence our land in a better way. We are all involved in building our land. Yes, we need to stand together and unite and build our land, Africa. We can do this. We can do this if we stand together as one. Thank you. This is the end of this episode of the Power of Poetry podcast. I'm Gideon Boache, the uncle as well as the poet. I hope you liked what you heard, and if so, please share with Alice. Thanks a million. I hope my presentation was clear enough, and if not, you can contact me on 054-500-1903 for further explanation, and also contributions will be accepted. God bless Africa.